Okay. Any question? There. You have no question. Means? You forgot it all. So, you don't know where to think about to think about the question. And forgot about it, didn't you? This is one of the problem of what we're doing here. If you let go of it for 1 month, forget it. Why? What is the essence of existence? Change. That's the point. The essence of existence is change. When we talk about me, we talk about something as if it exists, which doesn't. This is an ever-changing stuff. Not day by day, moment by moment. Because, I have two parts. One is the animal, which was born from my mother. That's the animal one. Then what? Right from the beginning, education started and changed me and built up my character, my personality. And is it finished? Ah, it will finish when I die. When I'm alive, every single moment I'm changing. Why? First of all, because of the influence of this. Because I'm a part of this, and all the culture and the knowledge and blah blah, I got it from this. And this is a changing stuff. Human culture is not finished, is not complete. This is what it is. So, these thoughts, they should be permanent in me if I want them to really lead me towards the best. Whenever I just put it aside, it will fade away. That is the reality. So, in a way, this is a never-ending thought. And we should always be aware of the total environment of what we are talking about, which is beyond the logic, right? Logic is there, science is there, but more than that, for passion, love, we have to change every single moment. Okay, now what should we do? Now that we forgot, we have to review. The best way to review is go and start from book one, paragraph one. Yes, that's what it is, because that's what we are talking about. Did it finish? Do you remember the first story? First story was your story. Was your life story when you started, you gathered whatever you had and you started to know what's going on. You discovered that you have a brain and you gave everything to your brain. And you forgot that it's your brain. It's not your boss. It's one part of you. Which part is that one? Well, first of all, when you discovered the brain, what happened? Do you remember? Everything went okay, you started to grow up, everything was good. Then something appeared. What is that? Exception. The brain follows the rules. Exception is the surprise. Exception arrived, and no scientific answer for that was there. Therefore he said, this is it. You have to do something. What was it? Rumi told you that, listen. You discovered the brain, you used it, you grow up. But now we want to talk about exception. We want to talk about something that has no rules in it. So what should you do? If we are talking to your brain will tell you, what is that exception? Let me have it. It's not that way. It's not something that you should have. It's here. You have it. You have to bring it out. You have to discover it. It's here. Where is it? Do you see my position? I went to book one, paragraph one and two, and you don't answer my question. Because you don't go back and read it again and again and again. This is the trick. I said, listen, I'm talking about something which is in you. It's not from outside. It's hidden. Where? Let's talk about your dream, your imagination, and non-existence. For all of this, you have to empty yourself. You have to get rid of something. This is the boss, and everywhere is filled with logic. We know something which has no logic in it. That's love. What is the logic of love? There is no. This is the beyond the logic. Where is love? Love is in us, in human beings. Yes, potentiality is there. Why it's not working? Why it's not working? It is, but you abuse it. You use it as loving yourself. When they talk about love, something that I always remember is every single one of you, if you sit down and talk about love, you appreciate love a lot in one condition. What is the condition? That everybody loves you. Yes. That's how you think about love. Being loved. No. Being in love. That is the difference. You should love the others. That has some return. That is the magic. But you cannot because you love yourself. You talk about wanting this, wanting that. Non-existence. We talk about non-existence a lot. First of all, non-existence doesn't exist. So what the hell with it? Let's forget about it. Non-existence of your selfishness. That's what we are talking about. If you understand it, that without being selfish, you could exist. And you will be much, much better. Because all the wrongdoings comes from what? Two stuff. Greed, jealousy. These are the emotions that will control the animal. So you start to talk about this love. In book one we said what love is not really. Do you remember all of it? Which are all that selfish attitude. First was your judgment. You judge everything without knowing anything. That's how it goes. So, where is our objection? Okay, you do that. You object when you judge a human being. How dare you to judge the people? Every single person you see has a long, complicated story of changes. Second is jealousy. Fourth is playing the game of, am I forced to do this or am I free to do it? Is there any choice or not? Remember all of it, he counted it all. And at the end he say, listen, love is something. What is love? Love is thought. It's a bird. This bird is in the cage of your merchant. It should die there. I mean, that one that you have in that cage and you promote it as the that should die. Then you throw it out, it will revive and will join the others, because this bird is not supposed to be in me. It's supposed to fly from me to we. That's what love is. Love should go from me to we. That was half of the book one. Remember? Then he talked about what should you do. Then book two, after 2 years of practice, he started to talk about this wisdom. Do you remember what was this wisdom? The first paragraph of book two is one of the longest ones, because it has three different points to start to talk about all of this knowledge. The first point is, you should do it. You should get this knowledge. You should study it. Don't wait that I give it to you. You should be hungry for that. And know your enemy. Who is your enemy? Me. My enemy is me. Is it or not? Did we talk about it? Where? Book 1, paragraph 1. When exception arrived, he said, the king should go to the mosque, to go to that place which is the place of war. That's the place that you stand up, you're responsible, and you're fighting yourself. You're fighting the devil. The devil is in you. Do you remember? Devil came down from heaven with human beings. Where is it? Each of us. That's what the devil is. Don't blame outside. Correct this. And the third point was, do you remember? You are the Abraham. You are the one who should change to something. Something that we could understand it, we could find it in beauty. Have to drop and explain it all in that book. Then book three,